Welcome to the Mindful Chiropractor Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. I'm excited that you're here. This podcast is all about helping chiropractors level up in the five elements of their life, which is mindset, marriage, mission, movement, and money. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What up, guys? It's Dr. Vic. You're listening to another episode here on the Mindful Chiropractor Podcast. Excited to have you here. This week, I want to discuss something that, as chiropractors, I put a post on my personal Facebook page. You can join, add me as a friend at Dr. Vic Manzo. And what was interesting is I was challenging chiropractors, just asking the question of why are we so obsessed with patient visits per week? Right? You hear this all the time. When I was in school, this was back in 2006, 7, 8, 9. It was always about patient volume, right? Oh man, this guy sees 350 a week. Man, this guy sees 1,000 a week. Man, this guy sees 1,500 a week. Holy crow, he's super successful, right? And we always said these things. And you know, you hear the guys who are like at 200 a week or 150, and you're like, yeah, that's small. We want to see the guys that see 300, 500, 700, 1,000. And that's success, right? So I was trained early on, conditioned that way, but then that's all I kept hearing, right? So people would praise a doc for seeing 350, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800 a week. I met a doc who saw over 2,000 a week, you know, and it's one of those things where it's like, they would just praise him. That was success. They'd get on all the speaking platforms. I hear them all talk the same thing. All the leaders in the profession, when it came to success and business, will always be pushing numbers of visits per week. If you talk to a chiropractor and you say, how's your business? How much, you know, they always ask, they don't say what you make. They say, what do you see per week? Well, I have a practice, you know, decent volume, you know, high volume, 350, 400, or, you know, I'm at low volume. I'm a low 100, 250. It's always patient visits is what we always talk about. And we consider that to be successful for the most part. Not always, not everybody does that, but majority will look at that in a way. Some people will like try to twist that around and say, well, that's how I know my impact is in the world. And again, I'm not here to tell you what you should believe or not believe. It's whatever you, but what you think is important is what's going to matter at the end of the day. What you find meaningful, you're going to determine to strive for. That's where you're going to put your energy towards. My thing is, let's put our energy towards something that's going to be more impactful. Now, before I get into that, I also want to share with you guys, I was a numberholic. That's right. I was all about my numbers. How many patient visits I had per week? What was my PVA? I also looked at how many new patients were I getting per week? What was my closure rate? What was my conversion rate? I looked at all these metrics and then, man, if one was out, I was like, we got to get that situated. And I was so big on this, so structured. And yeah, and I had a coach used to tell me, stop determining your value based on how many patient visits you get per week. She had to like beat this into my head. That's how conditioned I was on this, because I had a drive to be successful. I come from a family that didn't have a lot of money, blue collar family. And I saw the struggles. I didn't want that. I don't want that for my life. And I didn't want to have that. And so as much as I have a huge passion to serve and help people, at the same token, I don't want to have the financial aspects of what my parents went through and so forth. And so through that journey, I had to break this model. I had to break this belief, because really that's all it is. If you never had chiropractors around you, like I never did, there's no chiropractors in my family. There's no doctors in my family. And to go that route, you're going to take whatever you hear from your peers, people you trust, and so forth, or what's commonly being told, right? That's how we get conditioned in the systems. And so what ends up happening is this, which you just take as truth, but it doesn't have to be that way. Over time, I cultivated my own way of determining my success, what was mattered actually to me. Not what other and I don't hear this in the chiropractic world ever being talked. And not saying it doesn't exist. It's just I haven't experienced it or heard it. And I do listen to a lot. But it's one of those things where I've learned over time that I was always looking at what's the best metric, right? And so I had a coach who told me, get away from numbers, just focus on what you make per month. I was like, okay, I'll focus on what I make per month. And then I took that and I said, okay, great. Sales, expenses, overhead, profit margin. That was why I go, I like profit margin. How can I maximize my profit margin, right? So I'm getting a little better with this. And so I started putting all my energy into that. And then I started changing my belief and said, you know what? Success isn't by what I make per month, because I can make $100,000 a month and have $90,000 worth of expenses. I'm not making much. So you can brag all you want. They have $1 million practice, but yeah, you're making just as much as someone who sees 100 a week or 10,000 a month profits. And so it's one of those things where I started to shift gears and said, I need to look at something different. And so this is where I came up with this. This is an ideology I learned from, I think it was Think and Grow Rich, Rich Dad Poor Dad, about trading. I think it was the four quadrants, and it's all about like trading time for money, right? And so a lot of chiropractors, unfortunately, it's just the profession we're in. We need to either be there or hire docs to be there for us, right? And so I was like, well, I'm trading my time then. So I just have a job that's a little different than what the normal career is. I'm just doing what I love, which there's nothing wrong with that. I'm very passionate. I love being in the office. I love adjusting kids. I love helping families. That is my passion. That's what I love to do. I just love serving people in the realm of chiropractic just as much as I love like coaching business owners and chiropractors in what I do in coaching, because it's just I have the same passion there. And the reason why is, and I won't get into it now, but there's reasons why I'm so passionate and what drives me in that element. But at the end of the day, you look at it and it's like, okay, so then what's success to me? If I'm trading my time for money, why don't I calculate that and use that as a metric of success? And that's what I started to do. So what I did is I started looking at, and this all comes from, I actually got exposed to this years and years ago from the 4-Hour Workweek with Tim Ferriss, this book. And I was like, man, that's a whole different concept that no one talks about. None in the business world. I came from the business world. I'd never heard that before. I heard about salaries and that's all that matters. And so I was like, you know what? This is great. How can I create this for myself? Right. So I took his concept and I said, okay, how can I apply that to me? So what I started to do is I threw out patient visits per week. Don't even pay attention to it. I started to throw out, not pay attention to as much new patients we were getting. I cared more about retention than anything else. Okay. Because I just want to make sure that that's long-term growth. But the number that was my number one focus out of anything else, which is how much money did I make per hour? And from that, how much did I profit per hour? So I created rules for myself. That was a belief system that said my business is successful if I have a 70-30 split. What that means is 70% of the money I make in that month or in that hour goes in my pocket. 30% goes to my expenses. Okay. Now I've gotten it as low as 25% to expenses and 75% in my pocket. So that was my number one rule. My second though was how much did I want to make per hour and calculate how much am I making per hour? What's the average that I'm coming out to? Now you can do this in two different ways. The easiest way, in my opinion, is just calculate how many hours you're in the office per month, calculate how much you made that month and divide it by the amount of sales divided by hours. And now you know what your hourly rate is. And then sit if you're okay with that. When I first did this, I wasn't. Not at all. And I was like, when I started doing this work, I was just like, how am I making only that much an hour? That's not okay. And don't get me wrong. It's the average, right? There's times I've tripled it. Or I had like triple that. And I was like, holy cow. But then I started doing the work and I said, okay, well, what's the minimum I want? So I have an office where I worked 14 hours a week, 14, 14 and a half. And that's it. That you can go, you know, my hours from 9. You can add them up, 9 to 10:30 in the morning, 3 to 6 in the evening. That's it. Those are my hours, 3 days a week. That's what I worked. Thursdays, I would add another hour just because of I had some old hours with patients and they needed that lunch hour time. So I would add an hour into that for that. So it took me to 14 and a half hours a week. But you can add them up, right? It's 5, 5, 5. You know, you get your, I'm sorry, 4.5, 4.5. That's 9. 4.5 is 13.5. Add an hour is 14.5 hours. Okay. So my goal, minimum, averaging $1,000 an hour. And it came to me because that's what lawyers make. And I was always like, man, these guys make about $1,000 an hour. That's just freaking crazy. But then I was like, hold up here. Why can't I create that for me? Right? I'm worthy of it. And so I started to work smarter, not harder. I made the money I wanted to make. I don't care about excelling to $2,000 an hour. How about I get to $4,000 an hour? There's ways I can do that. But the key point of what I wanted to do is just as long as I hit $1,000 an hour, I was good. Practice is solid. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm being paid my worth. That's success to me. Now, to you listening to this, you may say that's freaking crazy. No, I want to make more. I want to do more than that. I want to do, then go for it. There's nothing wrong with that. Or I'm not going to measure that. I still want patient visits per week. You're just turning things around. I've had people tell me that too. Like, you're just changing it up. It's still the same thing. Patient visits. Just know what you make per patient visit, and then just multiply it by the patients you see per week. And there you go. I'm like, you can do it that way. But that's, I'm trading my time for my money. So I want to know how much I'm making per hour. So I know exactly what I'm getting in per hour. So that if I know I'm working 14 and a half hours a week, I'm getting a minimum of $14,500. It's a minimum. That's what I'm making in sales. And you know my numbers, 70, 70, 30 is the minimum what I want to be okay with. And so it's just looking at those metrics and those things. Now, I'm not going to say I was always 70, 30. Sometimes I was 70, 65, 35. But sometimes I was 75, 25 in a year. So it's one of those things I measured to look at, depending on what year and what circumstances were going on and who we had in the office and all these different things. And so it's always structuring your business to be around those perspectives and those numbers. And that's what I determine success. That's my belief to success. That's how I define success as a chiropractor from a financial standpoint. That does not mean I'm all about money. So let's not go there. My value of doing what I do, the why behind it, is actually what my number one purpose is. But as a business person, you got to know your numbers. You got to have some metric to measure. You have to. And if you're not measuring, you're failing. And so you want to know exactly what it is. And I remember I had a coach years ago where she was like, we're trying to figure out my cost per visit. And I was like, oh, it's probably like 50 something bucks, 55, 60 bucks, per visit. And she's like, okay, let's do the numbers. And we did the numbers. And all of a sudden I was like at $30, $28 a visit. And I was like, what is going on? And I just was not okay with that. And I said, I'm working way harder than I should be. So we recalculated and all this. And over time I said, well, you can do this with number cost per visit if you like doing it this way. And you can just say, you know what, then what's the cost per visit minimum I want to average per month? And then make that a goal. You know, so you can do this in many different ways. For me, that resonated strongly with me. It's just because I'm trading me, my time, my 1 hour, what's it worth? And then I liked it because what I would do then is when I looked at my personal life, if I wanted to do something, and let's say it's going to take me 3 hours to do something. Maybe it's cutting my grass, which I had over a half acre of just grass to cut, right? Whatever it may be. If I can do it and I'm going to save myself, you know, the time, but if I can pay somebody and it's going to be the exact same dollar amount, then I'm going to have someone else do it and I'm going to go to work and do something else. That way I'm compounding my money instead of giving my energy away to something and not creates that financial success. And if you can do that, so be it. And you look at what things are there to do and what you love to do and what you don't like to do. You know, and then there's that whole decision, because a lot of times people take that too strongly where it's like, hey, you know, well, you know, I'm not going to go build a project or build a table. I'll just have a contractor, or I won't redo a room and put new flooring in and all that because I'll just pay a contractor to do it. Well, it's not worth my time from based on the money. But if you enjoy doing those things, you see, here's the little caveat that I'm like, no, do it if you enjoy it. But if you don't enjoy it, don't freaking do it. Have someone else do it then. And so these are why I use those metrics and so forth. And I think it's one of the critical things as a chiropractor, you know, you have to define what success means to you. That's why in my second episode I did here, get rid of your numbers. There's reasons why I say get rid of the numbers. And I'm just bringing this back to the table here because I think this is something that's really critical that we really need to look at to really understand when it comes to your success. And you're going to define it based on what you think is meaningful. You're going to put your numbers and energy into that to do that. And in my essence is, let's just get down to the more concrete level of what's going to determine your success and the metrics you can follow to really gain that success that you desire. That's all I got for you guys today. I hope this helps. And if you're looking at this going, man, I love to do this. How can I get this to this level? If you're a chiropractor looking to level up in your life, and what I mean by that is not just make more money, but also live a more fulfilled life, really unleash your potential as the individual, the gifted individual that you are, so you can create the dream life you desire. And I don't mean that just in a financial realm, even though the finances will come with it too, but also in your relationships, your health, your mindset, and every fabric of your life. Create the dream life that you want and have accountability to help make sure you're on that path and so much more. That's what I do for a living. You know, go ahead and reach out. There's a link at the bottom in the show notes. Click on it, put your name and email in there, and let's have a conversation. This is my passion. I'm on a mission to serve 1,000 chiropractors to really help level them up and to really to live and practice to their on their terms, on the way they want to lead their life, and to really find that soulful life, create that soulful life. So if that sounds like you and you want to level up in that way, go ahead, click on that link all the way at the bottom. Let's have that convo. Appreciate you guys as always. I'll talk to you on the next episode.
Thanks for tuning into the episode. If you found this to be inspirational, you grabbed something that really moved you, pay it forward by sharing this with someone that you know can benefit. If this is your first time listening, click follow and subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a new episode. And check out the show notes. I have a private Facebook group that you can check out that I share tons of content, tons of great material, and so much more. And hit me up on the social media with any questions, comments, And if you have a content or something you want me to share or create an episode for, do not hesitate to reach out. Appreciate you. Have a blessed day.